under the law that God gave Moses, the Ten Commandments, we ought to live by it. They're good. Christ said that they're good. But Christ came under another dispensation. We've had three dispensations in this world. We had 2,000 years from the creation till the flood. Earth was destroyed. Then we had another 2,000 years till Christ came. Then we had a dispensation. He said he came to his own received him not. And then those that would receive him, they became sons of God. They became heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Well, we came not under the law.
No, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. That's okay.
Under the law, the people were saved just like they are now. They were saved by the blood of Christ. They had sacrifices. You had your priest, and once a year they'd go in the Holy of Holies, and they'd cut a sacrifice for the people and for the forgiveness of sin. You know, back when the people were in Israel, the children of Israel were coming out of Egypt. All these things that God dealt with Moses with. Moses was a man. He said, he didn't have an education. He said, I'm not an eloquent speaker. And God says, well, that's all right. You're the one that I made to do this job. He was born for a purpose. And his job was to bring those people out of Egypt, which was his chosen people, the Jews. And, he goes to the old Pharaohs and tries to get them to bring them out. And he wouldn't do it. He turned against God. And look what God did. He caused all of these plagues to come upon the people that were not saved, that were not children of God. You remember reading in the Bible about all these things? The plagues? The seven plagues that took place. God brought it on them. And everything happens now. God has a hand in it. Well, Christ, after the Jews rejected him, we're living under the Gentile age, what we call the Gentile age, the dispensation of grace. We're not living under law. They were saved just like we were. They were looking to Christ, but when Christ came, they rejected him. He wasn't the man. They're still looking for the Messiah, the Jews are. They're still his people. So Christ gave the church. He established his church during his personal ministry. When he goes out and picks his 12 apostles, that was his church. He told them what to do. And just before he left, he left them a commandment. He told them, he said, well, I'm going away. He told them, he predicted about him being crucified. He said, when I go away, but he said, I'm not going away and leave you comfortless. I'm going to leave you the Holy Ghost, which is the Comforter, not many days hence, which was, they call it Pentecost, 50 days after he was gone away, you see. So, the church was not organized on Pentecost. The church was organized during the personal ministry of Christ. Now, the Catholics, they're bright, intelligent people. They say that the church was built and organized on Peter. No such thing. That's where they're all wrong. They left the real plan of it out. They believe in Christ. They believe in Christ as the Savior of the world, and you have to accept Christ. But when Christ talking to Peter, he said, upon this rock I will build my church, speaking of himself. Christ was the rock. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And he goes on to tell him over in Matthew, he said, whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Well, the church was organized when he selected his 12 apostles. That was the beginning. That's what we Baptists claim, that we're not Protestants. We